Let us now take a look at the pro forma corporation tax computation. UK resident companies are subject to corporation tax on their worldwide income and chargeable gains. The main elements of the pro forma corporation tax computation, which is on your screen, are trade profits, non-trading profits from loan relationships, UK property, business income, and net chargeable gains. A company is then allowed to deduct any qualifying charitable donations it has made in the chargeable accounting period from its income and gains to arrive at the figure which is taxable, called taxable total profits, or TTP for short. We will now look at each of these elements of the corporation tax computation in a bit more detail, starting with trade profit. Trade profit taxes the profits arising from a company's trading activities. This is the most important source of income as far as most companies are concerned. The calculation of the trade profit figure brought into a corporation tax computation is similar to the calculation for sole traders and partnerships. There are, however, some important differences.
In adding back disallowable expenditure, there are no adjustments for private expenditure by a company. The director or employee is taxed on the private expenditure as employment income. Hence, there is no restriction on the amount the company is allowed to deduct for corporation tax purposes. Interest expense, to the extent that it has been incurred on a non-trading loan, must also be added back. Instead, relief is given for this interest expense under the rules relating to loan relationships.
An example of a non-trading loan is a loan used to buy an investment such as a rental property or shares in another company. This will be covered in more detail in a later session. Dividends paid by a company are simply an appropriation of profits to the shareholders and are not an allowable trading expense. Hence, we start with the profit before tax figure in the accounts to calculate the trade profit, because this is also before deducting dividends paid. Dividends received by a company do not normally form part of its trading income, as they will usually be exempt. Therefore, they are normally deducted in arriving at the trade profit.
Capital allowances for a company are always calculated for the chargeable accounting period and not for the period of accounts. Therefore, the capital allowances computation for a company can never be for more than 12 months. Remember that private use adjustments never apply to companies, so there will never be a private use asset column.
Non-trading profits, loan relationships, taxes profits from UK and overseas non-trading loan relationships. We will cover the loan relationship rules in a later module, but basically, non-trade profits, loan relationships, taxes all non-trading interest receivable by companies, less interest payable on non-trading loans. Non-trading profits, loan relationships, is normally calculated on an accruals basis for companies. UK interest income is received gross by companies. For exam purposes, all interest income is dealt with under non-trading profits, loan relationships, unless the company's trade is that of lending money, such as a bank.
Non-trading gains, intangible fixed assets, taxes income relating to non-trading intangible fixed assets. Miscellaneous income is a catch-all. Where we cannot find any other category to tax a particular item under, it will usually be caught within miscellaneous income. Profits of a UK property business taxes income from property situated in the UK, and the rules for companies are similar to the rules for UK property business profits for individuals.
Overseas property business taxes income from property situated overseas.
Dividends received by companies are not normally taxable. However, they do affect the rate of corporation tax that the company will pay. We will look at the calculation of corporation tax in the next chapter. Companies pay corporation tax on their capital gains for the chargeable accounting period, whereas individuals pay a separate tax, CGT, on their capital gains. The same rules are used for calculating gains for companies as for individuals, except that companies are allowed a further deduction, called indexation allowance, in arriving at their chargeable gains. Indexation allowance adjusts for the effects of inflation between the date the acquisition cost or enhancement expenditure was incurred until the date of the disposal using the Retail Prices Index, RPIs.
The cost to be adjusted for inflation is multiplied by an indexation factor. The formula for calculating the indexation factor is as follows. We take the RPI at the date of disposal and deduct the RPI at the date the cost was incurred. We then divide by the RPI at the date the cost was incurred. The indexation factor is always expressed as a decimal and is rounded to 3 decimal places using normal mathematical rounding. RPIs are provided in the tax tables. The net gains for the chargeable accounting period are included in the taxable total profits. The net gains are all of the chargeable gains made in the chargeable accounting period, less any current period capital losses and any unused capital losses brought forward. Companies do not receive an annual exemption. Let's now have a look at an example of calculating a company's chargeable gain. Porter Limited bought an office for a total cost of £150,000 on the 10th of January 2001. Porter Limited sold the office on the 10th of May 2010 for gross sale proceeds of £400,000. Estate agents' fees of £5,000 were incurred on the sale. Porter Limited prepares accounts to the 30th of September each year. To calculate Porter Limited's chargeable gain, we deduct the estate agent's fees of £5,000 from the £400,000 gross sale proceeds to give net sale proceeds of £395,000. The acquisition cost of £150,000 is then deducted to give Porter Limited an unindexed gain of £245,000. Finally, we must deduct indexation allowance. The first thing we do is calculate the indexation factor. The indexation factor runs from the date of acquisition, January 2001, to the date of disposal, May 2010. We look up the relevant RPIs and round the result to 3 decimal places, which gives an indexation factor of 0.307. The indexation allowance is calculated by taking the indexation factor and multiplying it by the acquisition cost. The indexation allowance of £46,050 is deducted from the unindexed gain of £245,000 to give a chargeable gain on sale of the office of £198,950. It is this chargeable gain of £198,950, net of any capital losses Porter Limited has made in the CAP or any unused capital losses brought forward, that will go on to Porter Limited's corporation tax computation for the year ended 30th of September 2010. The calculation of chargeable gains for companies is covered in more detail in a later session. Qualifying charitable donations made by a company are allowed as deductions in arriving at the company's taxable total profits for the chargeable accounting period. So, what do we mean by qualifying charitable donations? Qualifying charitable donations consist of cash donations to charity. These are always paid gross by a company. Gifts of qualifying shares to charity. Qualifying shares are shares which are quoted on a recognised stock exchange. This includes AIM shares. And gifts of UK land and buildings to charity. For cash donations to charity, the amount paid to the charity is deducted in arriving at the company's taxable total profits for the chargeable accounting period in which the payment is made. For gifts of shares or UK land and buildings to charity, it is the market value at the date of the transfer plus any transfer costs which are deductible in arriving at the company's taxable total profits for the chargeable accounting period in which the gift is made. Let's now pull everything together by looking at an illustration to calculate the taxable total profits of a company. On your screen is the profit and loss account for Anfield Limited for the year ended 31st of March 2011. The company has a profit before tax for the year of £148,000, and we have been given some further information about the expenses in the profit and loss account. We have also been given information about the tax written down values of the company's plant and machinery at the start of the chargeable accounting period. We are required to calculate the taxable total profits of the company for the year. We will start by calculating Anfield Limited's trade profit for the year. The profit before tax in the P&L was £148,000. This is our starting point. We then add back any disallowable expenses. We add back depreciation expense of £85,000 and the cash donation to charity of £5,000. The salaries paid to the directors and the private motor expenses of the sales director are all allowable expenses for Anfield Limited, so no add back is required for these. We then deduct the bank interest receivable of £10,000. Since interest income is taxed under the loan relationship rules and will be a non-trading profit from loan relationships. This leaves Anfield Limited with tax-adjusted profits before capital allowances of £228,000. Remember, there is no tax relief on dividends paid by a company. They are simply an appropriation of profit. Next, we calculate Anfield Limited's capital allowances for the chargeable accounting period. The writing down allowance is calculated on the general pool at 20%. The sales director's car is an expensive car because it cost more than £12,000 prior to the 1st of April 2009. Therefore, the writing down allowance is restricted to £3,000. Remember, we ignore any private use of the sales director's car. This gives Anfield Limited a trade profit of £212,600. Next, we prepare the corporation tax computation for the year ended 31st of March 2011. We have already calculated the trade profit figure as £212,600. The non-trading profits from loan relationships is simply the bank interest receivable of £10,000. The £5,000 cash donation to charity will be deducted as a qualifying charitable donation, giving Anfield Limited taxable total profits of £217,600.
Let us now have a look at a multiple choice question.
In the question, you are given some details about Walton Limited and the sources of income and amounts it has paid during the year ended 31st of March 2011. What are the company's taxable total profits? A, B, C or D? Make your choice, then select continue when you are ready. Let's have a look at the answer. The profit the company showed was £60,000. But this was after charging depreciation of £3,000. Depreciation is not an allowable expense for tax purposes, so therefore we must add it back in arriving at the trade profit figure. We then bring in the company's other income. In this case, it's profits from a UK property business. Finally, we then deduct the company's qualifying charitable donation, being the payment to charity of £6,000. This is the gross figure. That leaves us with taxable total profits of £64,000. The correct answer was therefore answer D. That concludes this module on the introduction to corporation tax.